The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Hello and welcome to What Goes Up, a weekly markets podcast. My name is Mike Regan. I'm a senior editor at Bloomberg.
And I'm Valdana Hayek, a cross asset reporter with Bloomberg.
And this week on the show, well, Wall Street has become obsessed with trying to figure out whether the U.S. economy will fall into a recession or whether it's already in one. Certain economic data points have weakened, inflation remains sky high. So is a recession inevitable? And how much have the markets already discounted a potential recession? We'll get into it with a senior markets analyst in London. But first, Valdana, you need to catch me up. I've been off all week until Thursday. What did I miss, as they say?
Well, all of the new Bloomberg interns started, and I added a bunch of them on LinkedIn. Or they added me, and I accepted, I should say.
Oh, you did. You're just rubbing it in there.
Welcome.
You already have the interns all in your professional network.
Yeah.
They're not even professionals yet. They're just interns and you allow them in your professional network.
I did. Yeah. I'm getting along with them really, really well. So we're LinkedIn friends. Welcome to all the Bloomberg interns. And I'm happy to have you in my network.
Wow. That's amazing. For listeners who haven't been paying attention, Valdana refuses to allow me into her professional network on LinkedIn. Yet all the interns are admitted right away.
They just started, I think, like 3 or 4 days ago. So
if I were to go back and restart as an intern, would you let me in?
I think so. Yeah. It depends. It depends. Like, would we be working together? What kind of work would you be producing? But yeah, I think so. But all now right. It's too late for you now.
It's too late. I'm too old to be an intern. That's the bottom line, I guess.
Do you know who else is on my LinkedIn network?
I bet our this week's guest.
Yeah, this week's guest is also part of my LinkedIn network. I want to welcome Fiona Sincota. She's the senior financial markets analyst at Citi Index. Welcome, Fiona.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the show, Fiona, and welcome to Valdana's professional network. It's a very exclusive club, clearly.
of a couple thousand people.
Oh, yes. Only some people being excluded. But Fiona, I wanted to start by asking you a little bit about Citi Index itself. I mean, we definitely want to get your take on the market outlook and everything. But for U.S. listeners who aren't familiar with Citi Index, I'm kind of fascinated because you offer some types of trading that I think many of our U.S. listeners are not familiar with, such as spread betting and CFD trading. Could you just explain to people who aren't familiar with that type of trading what it is and how Citi Index is involved?
Yeah, cool. So, I mean, CFD trading and spread trading, they are trading derivatives. And the idea is that they're traded on margin. So basically what that means is that when you're taking out a position, you don't actually own the position. You're actually making or taking an opinion on where you think the price movement is going. So you're not owning it like you would a stock or a share if you were going to actually buy stocks and shares. You're actually making or losing money on the price movement. And so what that means is that you can actually short the market just as easily as you can go long the market, which is brilliant in times of high volatility when you need to get some hedging strategies going. And also, for example, in bear markets, where you want to be shorting stocks and indices, it can become really
comes in handy this year.
Massively. I mean, there are a couple of things to watch out for. As I said, it's traded on margins. So what that means there is you're actually just putting forward a deposit. You don't need to put forward the whole value of the trade that you're taking out. Now, that could be very advantageous in the sense that you only need to put forward like a small percentage of the value of your trade, but you make losses or gains as if it was the full position size. Brilliant when it goes in your favor, not so good when it goes against you. So you've got to be really hot on your risk management. You've got to keep these idea of, you know, stop losses and sort of really have a good strategy when you're trading the market. You can't just sort of leave it with the hope that things might turn around because that could get a little bit hairy.
Right, right. I bet some of our more active U.S. traders are very jealous of this type of trading that they can't do in the U.S. But who knows? Maybe someday they'll allow it. Are the clients sort of a mix of retail and hedge funds and whatnot, or who exactly is the client base?
Yeah, completely. We have an absolute mix. So you know, we can go from we do have newbies, complete newbies who have never traded before, and they're just sort of looking to get involved because obviously you can take very small position sizes as well, which is good if you're just testing it out and want to see how it all works. And then we go all the way up. We scale all the way through. So we've got some big clients in there as well. Different uses, people use them for different and different institutions have different uses for what we offer. We cover the complete range, professional clients as well as retailers.
Just so our listeners are aware and Mike is aware, Fiona and I actually hung out in London when I was there a couple of weeks ago and we arranged the podcast appearance. But I wanted to ask you to gauge the mood over there and what it's actually like. We have the war in Ukraine. We have high inflation in the UK and across the Eurozone. Plus, we had Germany this week warning of this contagion from Russian gas cuts. So I wanted to ask you to sort of tell us what it's like, what the mood has been like.
Yes, I mean, it was great catching up with you. That was so lovely, putting a face to a name and a chat. So that was really good fun. But yeah, you know, we're really noticing these price rises. And I'm sure this is something that's really being noticed across the social sectors in the UK at the moment, are those price rises that we're seeing coming through. You know, inflation is really quite high here. It's coming at 9%. It's expected to go into double digits. We're expecting 11% in the coming months. And so it's really being felt because it's broad-based as well. Food, we have a lot of imported energy, so energy bills are just going through the roof. That's really proving to be quite a struggle for a lot of people. And it's putting in this, we've got this sort of cost of living crisis. And we're seeing that there's a lot of strikes now where we've got unions wanting their payers to have more money. We're just in the middle of this huge train strike in the UK at the moment. And so, yeah, you know, most of us are working from home this week just because it's going to be impossible to get into the office. But this is just one union. You know, we've got other unions and workers that are planning on more strikes because they want higher wages to be able to afford and to be able to cope in this cost of living crisis. But obviously, that's just spiraling into this inflation spiral and helping everything go up more. So, you know, it's a very, very difficult place we are at the moment. We're expecting a really tough summer as far as walkouts are concerned, as far as rising prices are concerned, and for inflation just to keep on going up.
You know, Fiona, I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, obviously in the U.S., President Biden has gotten a lot of political heat over the inflation issue in the U.S. It doesn't seem, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't seem that maybe Boris Johnson is getting as much criticism and blame for inflation. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I feel like people are still fixated on the parties he had during COVID. Yeah.
You know, that's what I was going to say. Right.
They're not done with that scandal yet. Maybe they'll get to inflation. But is inflation sort of, you know, a political risk across the spectrum, do you think, in Europe to the leaders and the leadership parties? Because of, you know, people expecting the government to be able to do something about it. How are politics sort of factoring into your thoughts on the markets and what inflation is doing to things like the labor issue you've discussed?
You know, there isn't as much yet, I say, of a blame game going on as far as Boris Johnson's concerned. As you said, you know, we're just all getting over the fact that he was so busy partying during lockdown that we're just trying to get our head around that. We've had the Queen's Jubilee. There's been quite a lot of other things to focus on, but I think that's starting to change. We've had some by-elections where he's not been doing so well. We've seen in France as well, Macron's having problems getting majority in parliament. So, you know, I think there is this sort of, it's seeping in there that there is this sort of blame towards the politicians coming in. We just seem at the moment, I feel there has been a lot more blame thrown towards Andrew Bailey, who's been sort of out defending himself quite vigorously recently, you know, over inflation and why it suddenly got so out of control and why the Bank of England hadn't done anything before. And then we've also got Rishi Sunak, our Chancellor of the Exchequer, who's also been sort of drawn into this as to what he's doing, how they're going to help out, how they're going to help those poor families. So there is sort of a bit of a blame game going on. It's not really, I think, heated up properly yet, but I think it will over the summer as we have more strikes, as more people struggle to get to work, as more people can't afford what they want to be able to afford. That's when we're really going to start to see sort of the politicians come under a lot of heat.
And I know, Fiona, you also focus on the US economy and US markets. We heard from Powell this week where he sort of came really close to admitting that the Fed might not be able to engineer the softish landing that everybody's been hoping for. I wanted to ask you what you make of that and what your outlook is in terms of a recession in the US.
Yes. So, I mean, it was almost the first sort of like official acknowledgement that there could be a recession in the US, right? And I think that was also the market actually behaved quite interestingly in response to that, because we saw the equities actually pick up off the session lows. They didn't close higher, but they did try to, but we've seen them push higher today. But this question on, is there going to be a recession in the US, is one that's sort of really dominating the market this week, when, you know, as investors sort of tussle with that idea of more huge rate hikes from the Fed, 75 basis points potentially in July and another 50 basis points in September. So yeah, that focus of, is there going to be a recession in the US? And I think the answer is still unclear. I think the chances of a recession happening in the US are much more likely now than they have been for a very long time. It's not as clear cut in the US as it is in Europe. I think in Europe, it's almost going to be impossible for us to avoid a recession over this side. But I think in the US, there is still, I think, a soft landing is optimistic. We'll put it that way. So that puts my expectations of a recession probably moving over sort of over 50% chance at the moment. But there are a couple of things that the US economy really does have in its favor. And I think that's the leeway in the jobs market. You know, you've got such a strong jobs market right now, which is obviously does have its downfalls in the sense that it's sort of keeping wages elevated. But that does mean that there's a lot of leeway. You know, it gives the Fed real wiggle room to be able to get those big hikes in early. And I think that's what they're going to be looking at doing. So, you know, it could be that the jobs market is actually the saving grace for the US economy. Even though right now that might not necessarily see the point, seem to be the case, given that it's keeping wages so high.
Well, how much do you think is already priced into the market? I mean, we're looking at a U.S. stock market that's down more than 20% on the year. Is the worst already priced in, do you think, or is there a lot more room to fall should the outlook deteriorate and we actually get a contraction in growth?
Do you know, I think the focus, as I said, was going to be on the job side of things. I think for now, we had that big sell-off last week when there was that sort of realization that the Fed is going to hike rates by 75 basis points, and they did. And that sort of, you know, when we saw some big sort of moves down and we saw the S&P bear market move into that bear market. I do think there is more downside to come. And I think that will be coming when we start to see the cooling off in the jobs market. That's going to start to get people nervous. That's going to get investors a little bit more nervous. For now, we've seen that inflation is high. We know that. We know that we've seen that 1.5% contraction already. So I think as far as those macroeconomic figures are concerned, is priced in where we are. It's when we start to see that easing in the jobs market. And today, I mean, jobless claims, they've just initial claims are just, they're sort of creeping up towards that 5-month high. We're not seeing big moves there, but there might just be some sense that there could be a little bit of sort of easing coming in. So I think that for me is going to be like one of the key data points to be really watching closely.
Are you watching any other indicators besides that? I know I talked to a lot of people who are looking at technical indicators and so on. And I also wanted to ask you to look ahead, considering that we're talking about, you know, how much further we could go. But what does the second half of the year look like now that June is almost over?
Okay, so, you know, as far as the charts are concerned, I think the one place that we tend to be looking for is movement on the VIX, right? I think historically, the VIX has seen a little bit more movement when we're sort of getting towards that last part of the bear market and sort of concerns of recession. So we haven't really seen that in the VIX yet. It's elevated, but it's not up at those levels, that 40, 45 level, which I think is pretty key to be watching out for. As far as looking out towards the second half of the year, I mean, I think we will start to see inflation cooling. I mean, if we look ahead, and even just next week, not as far as we're going to want to look ahead, we'll look ahead further, but we'll start with next week. You know, you've got the PCE inflation gauge, and that's fallen now. So it was up at 6.6, and then it came down to 6.3. if that falls again, I think that we could start to say that is looking like a trend. And if that's the case, then that could potentially continue. And that is going to be a really good place for the market to be watching for. So as far as what to sort of watch out in the second half of the year, I think falling inflation is something that we could potentially be seeing. Also, though, I think we're also going to be seeing sort of a cooling, as I said, in the jobs market. I think we could expect to see sort of, you know, those non-farm payrolls come right down. We could see sort of jobless claims start to inch higher as far as that's concerned. They're going to be sort of the two key areas that I'm going to be watching would be inflation and job for the second half of the year. But I think until we've got that sense of peak inflation, which has been, you know, this real sort of, you know, buzz for the market. Have we passed it? When's it going to come? Until we get to there, then I think the markets are going to struggle to move higher.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know, Fiona, I think one of the most difficult things for sort of your conservative buy and hold investor this year was the correlation between stocks and bonds being so close, you know, both falling in tandem. You know, now as we're, you know, people crossing their fingers and hoping possibly there might be a bottom in for both and they'll both firm up a little bit, you know, yields will come down and treasury prices will rise and stocks will rise. I'm curious how you're thinking about that. How long can we sort of expect the two to be correlated, you know, positively? Where, you know, what would it take, do you think, to sort of get them to decouple again and sort of start moving in opposite directions again?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenge, hasn't it? This year has been like really tough. Cash is king. That's what it's been, you know? It's been that idea of where are you going to look for in order to be able to make something from your investment. I think the idea that there has or there is now so much in cash is something that would be favorable for the markets and seeing that point of change around. And I also think I generally would expect to see, I think, a movement in bonds before we see the movement in stocks. So that, again, is something that I'd be looking out for. But I don't think we're there yet. I don't know what that event is going to be. Sometimes you see that capitulation, don't you, where everyone just throws in the towel and said, enough's enough, you know, take me out before you see that bottoming out. Whether we'll see that this time now, I don't know. That's historically the case. But I do think that there is going to be a rough ride still to come. I don't think it's, as I said, been completely priced in yet. So I do think volatility is going to remain. And also that sort of does mean that having that sort of that hedging strategy could be really useful for these challenging days in the markets. Because if you think, well, you know, if we do a comparison to 2 years ago, buy anything and you were going to make money, the market just went up, didn't it? You know, we were in that sort of position, whereas it's a much more challenging environment at the moment.
Yeah, that whole notion of capitulation is kind of fascinating. I mean, we've had these, you know, down 2-3+% days and no one is convinced we've seen capitulation yet. I guess when you see so much volatility, you really need to see something that's even above and beyond what we've seen to really feel like capitulation is in. Is that kind of what everyone's waiting for, do you think?
I think so. I think that's right. But as you said, you know, we have seen the sort of these big swings, and to a degree we've always got a little bit used to it, haven't we? So it's like something,
it's weird.
So something even bigger needs to be happening, and is that going to be the moment? I mean, and as we know, what historically happens doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen this time. But you know, if we're trying to draw comparisons, then that is what we'd be expecting. We'd expect to see that rise in the VIX, the drop off, and then a floor in place. When that will happen at the moment is quite a difficult question to answer. But I think we're getting closer, definitely. And I think by the time that we're moving, you know, well into the second quarter of the year, then we should have been past that.
Does that also mean it's too early to say that we've seen a peak in yields?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. That's a really good question, because I think bonds do move before stocks. So in the sense that we will see that first, and we have seen that yields have come off in the last couple of days in a pretty impressive manner. There's still more to come out. And I think the other thing that we need to be aware of is the situation in Russia and Ukraine is, I know you are in the US are not as closely tied as we are in Europe by any sense of the picture. But I think that is a big anomaly. And also the COVID cases in China, again, you know, we feel that we might have past that, but we just don't know when these sort of, you know, anomalies are going to pop up. So I think that's something that is worth just being aware of as well. My feeling is there's a little bit longer to go till we've seen this, but yes, that's what to be watching out for, is that that falling in the yield and the peak passing.
Yeah. So how would you sort of position in the stock market these days? You know, everyone's wondering if this value outperformance will last, or if, you know, tech is sort of inevitable that we'll get a big bounce back in tech. How are you thinking about sort of, you know, to play the internals of the market?
Yeah, you know, it's not easy right now. It's definitely not easy. And you do have to be much more careful on where you're picking and where you're sticking your money than you have had to be for a very long time. I do think that there are some areas of tech which really do still stand to outperform as we progress through the year. I think sort of cloud areas of tech, AI, processing, those areas of tech are going to be the ones that will be ready to pick up when we come the other side. I think it's going to be also about sort of positioning yourself to be ready for that turnaround. We know that like trying to catch it is pretty impossible, really, but trying to position yourself so that you're ready for when it does come. So that would be the particular areas. And also, I think other stocks are going to be consumer staples, you know, that sort of fairly typical stocks that are sort of, you know, what we'd consider where consumers still have to go regardless of what's going on. That would be sort of the two areas that I would be looking in. And I think when we get to the other side of it, that's when you need to be in the financials, ready to rise those higher rates and sort of really benefit from that. But just that threat of recession is just going to be weighing on financials for now.
Can I also ask you about earnings? Because I feel like just about everybody I talk to says that earnings will still have to come down, that analyst estimates are way too high for what people are expecting will come for the economy in the latter half of the year or even into 2023. I'm wondering what you think, or whether or not maybe we can see companies continuing to pass on costs and still potentially maybe posting solid earnings results.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we sort of, you know, first of all, how is it almost earnings season again? Where did that come from? But you know, I think we get this quite often heading into earnings season, where these questions about sort of, you know, are we over expecting from the companies? And I think that there is a good chance that we will get some disappointment coming into these earnings seasons. You know, it's been a tough environment for them, and it will be, I think, more importantly, the next quarter is going to be extremely tough. That's where I think we're going to see a lot of the guidance perhaps coming in a little bit lower than what we might have been expecting. That's, I think, going to be something to watch out for. As far as sort of, you know, going beyond that, I think there will be some better news as we head towards the end of the year, but that's looking quite a long way out. I still think we've got to get through the forward guidance from the earnings season coming up, which is going to be, I think, on the disappointing side. As far as, you know, price hikes are concerned, we know that there have been price hikes. They have been passed on. We also know that they're not always successfully being passed on. So I think that's something. And the other thing to bear in mind is we've had that sort of, you know, the cash egg from the pandemic, which has been helping households as they sort of, you know, have moved into this higher inflationary environment. And that's going to have been disappearing now. So that's going to be something that's going to be becoming, I think, more obvious as we go into this earnings season.
Fiona, such a treat to hear all your insights and thoughts. We really appreciate it. And thanks for meeting with Voldana in London. Ah. I think that allows her to expense her whole trip, probably.
The entire thing. Yeah, all my visits to all the princesses and castles and everything.
Yeah. We get needles as well.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIEFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIEFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
We can't let you go without participating in our tradition on this show, which is the craziest thing we've seen in markets this week. So hopefully you've got something for us. Vildana, let's start with you, though. What's the craziest thing you saw this week?
I actually found a couple things and I couldn't decide which one I wanted to go with, but I'm going with this headline that I saw on Bloomberg. It's South Africa's national airline is being sued by an investment firm, and the investment firm wants the sale to South Africa's airline had sold itself or sold more than half of itself. And so this investment firm wants the sale to be rerun because they say the acquisition was unlawful and constitutionally invalid. And I was going to ask you, Mike, to guess how much this airline had gone for.
Oh boy. Is it in South African rand or is it in I'm going to do it
I'll
in
accept,
US dollars.
Yeah, I'll accept answers in US dollars.
I'm going to guess on the low end because I don't think they'd be fighting over it otherwise. 100 million.
$3.
$3. Wow. Yeah.
I thought it was a typo.
I would have bid at least five. I didn't, had I known.
Right? We could have owned, we could have owned an airline.
And is it, it's just they're so in debt, I guess, that it's more of an enterprise value type of thing.
You can
have to take on.
I mean, who wouldn't think that you can't get more than $3 for an airline? So low. Like any of us could have bought it.
I'm gonna bid on the next one. I'll go as high as 10.
$10.
That's pretty good. Geez, I thought I was lowballing at 100 million. Wow. $3 airline. I don't know if I'd want to fly Fiona on an airline that sold for $3.
No. Do you know what? I was having a very similar thought. I was trying to picture and imagine what the flight, you know, flight might be. I know low cost airlines can be a little bit uncomfortable, but I don't know.
I'm not sure I'm picking that flight. How about you, Fiona? What's the craziest thing you've seen recently?
Hey, do you know, I don't know if mine's crazy, but it's something that I really enjoy watching. And it's, you know, sometimes there are those relationships between markets that are quite interesting and they just fascinate me a little bit. And it's the Dr. Copper. I think, you know, just overnight we saw on the charts, Dr. Copper fell, copper, should I say. You know, it's traditionally, it just reflects the health of the global economy. So when, you know, the economy is in expansion, we tend to see copper rises. And the alternative, when it's in sort of, you know, in a period of contraction or heading towards contraction, we tend to see that copper falls. And copper has been falling. It's fallen to a 15-month low overnight last night. It's down 25% from its recent high. And, you know, it's taken out some key levels. So I think, again, when we're talking about that idea of recession and how global economy, it's a really good one to be watching right now.
Dr. Copper, the good doctor, he's not a good prognosis, I guess, for the economy at the moment. And we are taping on Thursday. So that price action Fiona's talking about happened Wednesday night into Thursday. So who knows? By the time this comes out, maybe it'll bounce all the way back. We'll see with these markets. That's pretty good. You know what? I'm going to go back and start looking at copper again. It is such a closely watched barometer. Everything's so screwy these days, though. It's hard to know if the old indicators are as reliable as they once were. But that is certainly a one to watch. All right, I'm going back to my favorite asset class, the alternative asset class. You two might not be old enough to remember the movie Back to the Future.
Yeah, anyone?
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
We're not 10.
Maybe not. You don't remember this version of it. When it came out in 1985, I think the movie came out, but in 1986, it came out on VHS tape. You had a VCR back in the day in the 80s. Yeah, I didn't have one at this point, but you were a player. You had that technology in your house in the mid 80s. So the guy who's Biff, he's like the bad guy in the movie, you know, the bully. He's kept a sealed near mint condition of the original Back to the Future VHS tape. He's had it in his possession all this time. And I guess he's having some hard times. So he's decided to sell it to an auction house. This is courtesy of CNN.com. I'm getting the story. Heritage Auctions in Dallas put this up for sale. It ended up being the highest ever auction price for a VHS tape. So you know what time it is, Valdana.
I know what
I
time
need
it is.
You to guess. Hopefully you do better than my guess on the airline bid there.
That was bad. You were really bad at it.
Well, that was pretty bad. don't mince the words there. Don't hold back. Near mint condition VHS tape, Back to the Future, was the highest ever selling price for a VHS tape at a collector's auction. And what they're saying is that a lot of these old actors have rows and rows on their bookshelves of old VHS tapes that might come to market. For some reason, they're a hot thing again in the collector's market.
So did he sign it?
I think he offered to like write a note on it or something.
Okay. I'll go with.
I don't know if the buyer actually took him up on that though or not. They might have said, that's okay. We don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely.
No one likes you, Biff.
Oh, but it would be cool. Okay. Well, I'll go with $12,000.
$12,000. Fiona, how about you? What's your guess for the winning auction price for this VHS tape?
I think I would go a little bit higher. I think there are some really keen Back to the Future lovers out there. So I'm going to go, say, $25,000.
Fiona, you win, but you're both still a little off.
$75,000.
What? Yeah,
$75,000. For a VHS? Nobody even has VHS players. Who's going to watch that VHS?
Yeah, I'm not sure you ever want to play it though. It's you might drop it down by about $50,000 if you actually play the thing. I think you want to keep it in that sealed.
Wow.
For whatever reason, people like to collect this stuff like this. I'm always fascinated. $75,000. And you know, if you go, whoever
I have
bought
some
it,
old VHS tapes, I could sell.
Yeah, I was trying to rack my brain then. I know.
What do you have on the shelf? You never know. You never know anymore. But all I know is if you go to this person's house, you know you're going to hear all about it. You know, I'm sure it's going to be displayed prominently.
Yeah. I have an old Dennis the Menace, if anybody wants it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But on VHS?
Starting bid, $60,000.
All right. You might get a bid for that. We'll see. I think the only way to bid on that is you have to leave us a review of the podcast.
Yeah.
On Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
With your bidding and maybe your routing number. I don't know if you want to put your routing number.
Yeah, no,
on
don't
that.
Do that.
Yeah. We'll accept bids for that Dennis the Menace tape on our Apple Podcast reviews, which we need to get to 300 before we reveal Vildana's high school nickname. So we've still got a few more to go.
Mm-hmm.
So get them in there.
This is Mike's shtick to get people to review the podcast.
I can't resist a good gimmick.
He loves them.
It's my Achilles heel. But I think that is all the time. Fiona, so great to hear your thoughts. Really appreciate you joining us from London. And hopefully we can talk again soon.
Oh, it's been brilliant. Thank you so much. Really enjoyed myself.
Thank you, Fiona.
What Goes Up will be back next week. Until then, you can find us on the Bloomberg Terminal website and app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love it if you took the time to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts so more listeners can find us. And you can find us on Twitter. Follow me at Reganonymous. Vildana Heyrich is at Vildana Heyrich. You can also follow Bloomberg Podcasts at Podcasts. What Goes Up is produced by Stacey Wong. The head of Bloomberg Podcast is Francesca Levy. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers, they're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country.
Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.